Praise God, everyone. This is a great day. It is time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, located right here in Clearwater, Florida. And we're always excited about doing these shows and being on the air with you. If you're new to the ministry of Living the Good Life, you can check out our website, bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So bohmglobal.com, check us out and find out more about the ministry of Beacon. We are in our 9th year on this radio station on Sunday afternoons, and what a blessing it is. I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and with me today are a couple of my radio team members. Nan is in the studio. She'll be on in a few minutes. And Betty from Indiana. We have three of our radio team members from my church that I pastored in Indiana many years ago. Betty, her daughter Megan, and Cindy Logan. You all know all three of them, and they're on quite regularly. So Betty will join us in just a few. And we are so excited about this Christmas, New Year's, holiday time. And we're just not done talking about the birth of Jesus. So even though we're between Christmas and New Year's live here today, we are going to still be talking about the effects of the birth of Jesus, how it has affected so many lives through the years. We've got a lot to share, and we've got great music for the season. And next Sunday, we'll be kicking off a brand new year. And that'll be 2016. If you are listening to this show on StarcomRadioNetwork.com, welcome to every one of you scattered around the globe. 33 cities across America now, and a few countries with StarcomRadioNetwork.com. We joined that group last January, so we've been with them a year. So all of our shows that we do live on this show and on our Go Yard show on Thursday nights, all of them then are sent to Starcom Radio Network, and they play those on Saturday mornings. So wherever you are,
iFlock.com.
Whoa. Sorry about that. Wherever you are, we just are so glad that you are joining us today. And Betty, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Let me turn you up a little bit here so we can hear you a little better. And Megan, your daughter was supposed to be on today, but I guess you guys have a sick baby in that household, right? Zoe Grace.
Yeah. She's got an upper respiratory infection and running a fever.
Oh, no. She needs her mommy. Yeah,
she needs her mommy, and they're taking a small nap.
Yes, well, they should. Yeah, that's the best thing when you're sick like that. And you know, I hope you had a nice Christmas, Betty. Did you?
Oh, we did. It was very blessed. You know, spending it with family and celebrating the birthday of Jesus.
Yes,
it was a blessing, and we do that every year.
Right,
along with, you know, exchanging of gifts and eating at a bountiful dinner.
Right.
It was blessed. We were very, very blessed.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. It's always good to have those wonderful family times and to celebrate Christmas, New Year's, and all that we have coming up here. This is a busy weekend for a lot of people in between. A lot of times they're traveling. So we wish people safety on the roads, and we're just glad to be able to share Jesus today on the air. Nan is with us in the studio also. Aren't you, Nan? Are you there?
I am here. Hey, Betty. How you doing, girl?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. It's great to bump into her on Facebook all the time. And
isn't it?
Comment back and forth and give me likes. And she makes me feel light. So thank you, Betty.
All right. You too are
very welcome. Girl.
You two are Facebook people, and I am to a degree, but actually, you should go to our Beacon of Hope Ministries page, right, Betty? And like that.
Well, yes. In fact, the more likes, the better we like it.
Right. That's exactly right. So Facebook/ Beacon of Hope Ministries. Ours is the one that's got the multicolored logo, because there's other people that have that name, but go and check us out, and Pastor Jim and Nan kind of work on that from time to time and keep things current. And so we're glad when you have time to check out our Facebook page. And for any shows that you miss ever, this is what is so cool about technology today. You can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch 380 or 400 of our shows. You say, oh my gosh, yes, because of 9 years, we've been doing a lot of shows. The very beginning when we started on TANTALK1340.com, they did not have the ability to do what we have the ability to do now. So things have changed drastically, and we thank God for the podcasts and for the fact that we can place our shows on our website, bohmglobal.com. So we've got a lot to talk about today. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be on the air once again. Lord, you are our mighty God. You are our eternal Father, wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. That's who you are. And Lord, we give you glory and praise today for what you are going to do on this show. Lord, as listeners listen live or later on their on the website or on the podcast, whatever they listen to, Lord, let them really feel your anointing, your presence, your touch on their lives today. Lord, we thank you that you're going to guide Nan and Betty and I as we bring forth the Word of God. And we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your anointing is so powerful. Your presence is so wonderful. God, you get the glory. You get the praise right now for what you're going to do on this show. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we are going to kick off this show with a song, and as I said, we're still doing some Christmas music, but that's all right. This song is He Is Called Jesus by Todd Agnew. Listen.
A young couple walks through the temple door, carrying salvation in their arms. A sight for old eyes. Redemption draws nigh in the guise of this little baby boy. The prophecies are weaving together, and the waiting is coming to an end. God promised I'd see His Messiah with these failing eyes before I went home. And God kept His word. He is called Jesus, Son of David, Son of Joseph, Son of God. He is called Jesus, the Prince of Peace and the Holy One. Oh, Israel, Messiah, Redeemer, and King. He is called Jesus, God's Word made flesh for me. They brought Him to me for a blessing, no idea of the blessing they bring. Two doves as a ransom for their little lamb, who will break their hearts but redeem their souls. He is called Jesus, Son of David, Son of Joseph, Son of God. He is called Jesus, the Prince of Peace and the Holy One of Messiah, Redeemer, and King. He is called Jesus, God's Word made flesh for me. Seen your salvation when you
Praise God. He is called Jesus, Son of David, Son of Joseph, Son of God. And the prophecies were fulfilled. That song talks about Luke chapter 2, the story of Simeon and Anna that we're going to get to in just a little while. But it reminds us, that song reminds us that God keeps his promises down through the ages. And we're going to talk about this today. Nan, do you have a poem that God just gave you?
I do.
Please let us hear it.
Okie dokie. I promised Jesus to you so long ago, the fulfillment of him came true. I've made many, many other promises that I will fulfill just for you. Read my word, find the promises. You will find so many are in there. Ask me and trust that I'll give them to you while you spend time with me in prayer. Just as Jesus was given so long ago, so will my other promises I will fulfill. Trust, precious, wonderful child, fulfilling them for you is my will. Trust, believe, and receive.
Whoa, boy, that says it all, doesn't it, Betty? That's a great poem. Thank you, God, through the pen of Nan, actually through her little laptop computer in the studio. Betty, wasn't that a blessing? Oh, right on.
Well, you know, it's just, I think that the Lord is just trying to reiterate. He's trying to show us through various means of communication, whether it be through a poem or, and that's almost like, you know, a prophecy or
yeah.
a word of knowledge that uplifts the body of Christ.
Right.
And it's amazing to me how God does try to communicate to us.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, in different ways. And hopefully that we have our listening ears on.
Yes.
And that we can digest what he's trying to tell us. And just like right there, he's telling us that his promises are true.
He is.
He does keep his promises.
You know, and I think today the show, Betty and Nan, is all about the effects, the lasting results of the birth of Jesus, okay? And one of those lasting results, a truth that comes through with the birth of Jesus, with all of the details fulfilled down to the letter, is God fulfills his word. God keeps his promises. God keeps his word to us. And we've said this to statistic, that's hard to say, the last three shows when we talk about the birth of Jesus. But listen to this and write it down someplace maybe, and it will be a faith builder for you. The chances of only 8 of the prophecies concerning Jesus, the Messiah, coming to this earth, being fulfilled, only 8 of them, and there's many more than 8, but the chances of only 8 of those prophecies being fulfilled in one person, the chances of that is 1 in 100 quadrillionth. That's 14 zeros behind the number 100. In other words, I'm going to give that to you one more. The chances of only 8 of these prophecies being fulfilled in one person are 1 in 100 quadrillionth. 14 zeros there. In other words, in our terms, those prophecies, no way could have been fulfilled all in one person. This is a faith builder. It's an act of God. Talk to me about that, Nan. Doesn't that bless you every time you hear that statistic? I mean, it just raises my faith every time.
Well, you know, Pastor Jim, that was part of his presentation.
Yes.
When he spoke at the nursing home, and I told him I wanted his paper. Remember, he wrote the zeros.
He wrote all the zeros out, Betty. Yeah.
And I got the paper from where he wrote. I just really wanted that. That is just such astronomical. You can't even grasp that percentage. I mean,
right.
You can't even begin to grasp it. But it's awesome.
And what does it say?
It says God fulfills his promises.
That's exactly what it says. And it says that all these prophecies down through hundreds of years, the prophecies in Isaiah 7:14 and 9:6, Isaiah 9:6, talk about a virgin shall give birth to a son. You'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us. That's Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 9:6, the counselor. He is the God will send through a virgin, God will send the Messiah, and he will be called Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, you know, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. That's who he is, Jesus. 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth, those prophecies and many others came through the pen of Isaiah and different ones down through the Old Testament, and they were fulfilled to the letter. Betty talked to us about that. Blesses me every time I hear it.
Well, I think that's a woo.
It is a yeah.
Woo.
It is.
You know, if that, it took me several years after being a spirit-filled Christian to realize the correlation between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When it came to the birth of Jesus.
Right.
And one of the things that really took me by surprise was the, as I talked about just a few minutes ago, of what they were trying to communicate, that even through the pen of Isaiah, they were trying to say, hey, something's coming.
He's coming.
There's going to be something magnificent
right.
coming that is
right.
going to save. And even today,
yeah.
Pastor Marcia and Nan, today it still says that he came.
Right.
Because of me and you.
Right.
And it's just, I tell you, it is mind-boggling. That figure that you said is just mind-boggling, that I can't even count that high.
Right, I don't think anybody could.
But
quadrillion.
Jesus is so prevalent today.
Yes.
As he was, you know, 2,000 years ago, you know, wrapped in a manger and swaddling clothes.
And you know, on this show, Betty and Nan, we want to emphasize to our audience, it's not just about getting together and having family times, although we've all had that over the last few days and it's been wonderful. It's not just about opening presents. It's not just about singing Silent Night or Little Town of Bethlehem. It's about getting the knowledge down on the inside of you that God is not just a promise maker. He is what, Nan? You can ring the bell.
Promise keeper. Yeah.
He's a promise keeper, right? And so when he started, it really started in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, with the first prophecy coming about the Messiah. And he went through the Old Testament and continually told the prophets, write this down. And he kept his word. He keeps his word. Nan, do you want to comment on that before we go to Luke 2, everybody?
Yes, I want to say something before we go to Luke 2.
You may.
And I feel like the Lord wants me to say something before we go to Luke 2.
Okay.
I would like to, I just really sense in my spirit, there's people that really, that are listening, really need to listen.
Yes.
If they're at their coffee table, in their recliner, grab a notepad and a pen. If they're in their car, in a situation they can't do that, go ahead and listen to the show and then catch it again on podcast through Tan Talk.
Right.
That their faith is going to be increased.
Yes.
I'm just really feeling, I mean, obviously all of our faith needs, but there's some specific people, whether they're hearing it live or hearing it in the future, they need to hear so that their faith increases.
Amen.
And I wanted to share just a little something that happened while I had a friend of mine and I went to my parents' house, and we had the family, brother, my son, everybody. And this friend of mine, I said, how did this come up? And she said, I don't know. She told my mom I was writing a book about faith.
Right, which you are.
Which I am. It's not a secret, but I guess I had never shared it with my mother.
Right, there you
just,
go.
I didn't mean to. It was accidental. And she says, "What? It's about faith." And I said, yeah, it's about believing and receiving God. I've been working on this for a while, you know that.
Right.
About believing and receiving God's promises. And she said, and I'm in a Christian home. I mean, my family is in church. I was raised in a Christian home.
Sure.
My mother looked at me and said, and so what promises are there that I can receive? And I was like, this is an odd question.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I said, well, let's see. Let me think about my book. It caught me off guard for a minute. I said, well, Mom, you can have peace.
Right.
Mom, you can have joy.
Right.
And I didn't belabor the fact there, but it was interesting that she said that to me.
Yes.
And I just thought of that as I'm feeling like people need to hear that there are promises.
Amen.
We have the, I mean, what an awesome gift of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And in all that quadrillion, whatever, that you know, that he fulfilled 8 prophecies by God sending him.
Yes.
So much even greater than that. Does right. God want to fulfill the promises He's made in the Word? And like Amen. If you don't know what is it, start reading it. And
Absolutely.
Start asking God. I mean, just as that poem that the right. Lord inspired a while ago, get the Word, read it, get it, read right. it, find it. If you're not in a church, get in a church. If you have questions, and we'll give email addresses out later, email Pastor Jim or Pastor Marcia. They can answer the questions. They can
sure.
give you, just faith is going to be built today
Amen.
Or in the future. Woo. Based on people listening to this show today. So I want them to really get their hearing ears on and really listen with their heart, with the spirit within them. Listen to what is being said. And,
Amen.
And all this may be new to them, very new to them. They don't know, and that's okay.
That's all right.
That's why this radio station is here, for us to just share with all of our friends out there. They're all
right.
our friends. Just share with our friends what the Lord leads us to say.
Amen. And that's right on, Nan. Thank you. As we go to Luke 2, it starts with the fact that Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire, and everybody had to go back to their ancestral home to be accounted for. Now, the point that I want to make here, we all know that happened. Everybody knows that in the Christmas story. But do you all realize the perfect time, perfect timing? We call that Greek word when it's perfect timing, God's opportune moment. We call that in the Greek Kairos moment. This is a Kairos moment. This could not have been more perfectly timed. This order to go back to the hometowns did not happen when Mary first got pregnant. It didn't happen 5 years later. It happened the moment she was about to give birth. Why? To fulfill the prophecy of Micah chapter 5 verse 2, stating that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Why did they go to Bethlehem? Because it was Joseph's hometown. It was David's hometown. It was called the house of David, Bethlehem. That's what it means. And so Joseph, because he was in the line of David, which also is a prophecy fulfilled, had to go to Bethlehem. And so he goes for the census. And he took Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. And while they were there, here it is, God's perfect timing, Luke 2, verse 6. The time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket, laid him in a manger. There was no room for him in the hotel or hostel. And then the shepherds arrived. Betty, this perfect timing of God also increases my faith. This is another one of the results of this Christmas story. My faith goes up when I read this every year or other times during the year also, it reminding us of God's perfect timing. You want to talk about that, Betty?
Yes, I can.
Oh, please
you
do.
Know, well, the neat part about this is that there were no telephones.
Right.
There were no cell phones.
Right.
There wasn't even a Pony Express even at that point in time. But how God's promises are fulfilled
yes.
by people hearing from God and being obedient
and going
where he tells them to go.
That's a bell ringer, Nan.
That sure is. I was thinking the same thing.
It really is. Go ahead. Say that again, babe. That's right on. Right on.
Well, I think that the shepherds were out in their field.
Yes.
They were tending their flock of sheep.
Right.
As sheep herders do.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how the Lord communicates with us.
Right.
Because you have to be able to hear what God is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to have their listening ears on to be able to hear about this precious bundle that was wrapped in a manger. They had to hear it from somewhere. And I believe that they had faith and they were trusting God that they were going to lead them where they wanted him to go, where he wanted them to go.
Exactly.
So, by hearing God's voice and
through the angel,
they said, hey, we got to go. Through the angel, we got to go. We got to
right.
go.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure they were scared, but the angel said, don't be afraid. I want to announce to you a joyful event. And the cool thing about it was, it's like, they probably picked up their staff and they said, let's go.
Right.
Because, again, that was something that was prophesied, that people would go and they would worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Oh, amen.
You know, it was just, it's still increases my faith immensely to know that even back then that people heard from God.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we today still have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If we just have our faith ears on and we get so much faith, we get that faith buildup, we get that so full of faith that there's no stopping us at that
right.
point.
No.
There was no stopping those shepherds as they were going out.
You're right.
They were going to look for it and they were going to find it, and glory to God that they find him.
Well, I like all of that you just said, because the shepherds had an opportunity when that angel appeared. That had to be kind of crazy event right there, you know? And that's why the angel starts out saying, don't be afraid. I'm here to announce this great and joyful event that's meant for, I love the way the Message Bible says this, Betty, it's meant for everybody worldwide. You know, this world is so full of different religions and some cults and all kinds of things. But this event, and this is one of the results of this event, it is meant for everybody worldwide. It says it right here in Luke chapter 2 in about verse 10 or so. And he said, the angel says, a Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master, right there. He is called Savior, Messiah, Master. There's no doubt that this is the expected Messiah. This is what you're looking for, a baby wrapped in blanket, lying in a manger. And suddenly, at once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises, glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace. I love this. I love what the angel said right here, Betty. This is so critical. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him. What the angel was announcing, look, you are just going to come to a level of peace in your life. This is one of the most precious results of the coming of Jesus to this earth. Do you want to comment on that, Betty? And then we'll get Nan's comment on that.
Mm. Yes, I do. One of the things that, as I was reading that this morning, is that once the angel had proclaimed what was going to happen to the world,
right,
is that opened up a huge dynamic opportunity for people to know who he is. And I think it was a preparation to the shepherd that a king has been born.
Right.
It's a heavenly being. It's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Oh, amen.
And for an angelic choir,
woo,
to sing praises to God at that, at that given point, that it had to, there had to be a shock value.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Raised that point. It's like, what are we seeing here? And I think it was, again, preparation as God is preparing us today.
Right.
The king is coming back. Well, the
yes.
king was there, and they had an opportunity that a lot of people didn't get to do, was to be able to see, you know, Jesus at that point in time. And I'm trying to make a point, but I don't know how I want to make it.
Okay.
Is that it was a rare opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
For them to be able to go and say, hey, let's get over there and you know, let's get on our donkeys or our camels or however they got there, even by foot. I'm sure they probably they ran just to be able to
see
the baby Jesus that had been prophesied so many
yes.
years ago. I'm sure that they've heard about.
Like, oh yeah, they all knew.
Oh, that's just hearsay, but the hearsay actually came true.
It came true. And I love your point here that this announcement came with force. It came with a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm listening to some good music, that's just like, woo, just absolutely the anointing is so strong on that song. My son and daughter-in-law and I were listening to some music this morning that does that to me. And just that just raises you up to a new height of just praising God. you know, and you're just, this is what happened. These shepherds, this was not just a little thing where one person had the, you know, was talked to by an angel and then the rest of them just had to believe that one person. They were all, those shepherds were affected. Don't you feel the immensity of that, Betty? That's what I heard you saying. This was an immense, huge event with these shepherds. This was not just God talking to one person. This was, wow. Nan, we can come back to you here in a minute and get your comment on that too. Go ahead,
well,
Betty.
Well, one of the things is that we know that Jesus is the great shepherd.
Right.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but shepherds were not royalty.
No, no, they were very lowly, very common. The lowest of the low, really.
Yes, but that's where Jesus made his focus.
Yes.
Back, you know, as he grew and as he became older and before, you know, he went to the cross, his main focus was, if you tell the shepherds, then they'll convince and they will show the others, well, where are you going?
Yeah.
They trusted shepherds back then.
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Everyone trusted a shepherd because they took care of sheep.
Right.
And their main duty was to take care of the sheep. But that's what Jesus does. Jesus takes care of his sheep.
Yes, amen.
He gives us the opportunity, as he did the shepherds, to hear the good news.
Amen.
Do you know the immensity of what this angel was telling these shepherds, and then when the angelic choir came,
love it.
I think at that point that was a celebration.
Woo!
In heaven that he's here.
Yes.
He's
yes.
Here.
Yes.
He's been born. God has sent his son in a tiny little sweet little bundle of joy,
right. A baby.
And I think I believe it was one of the greatest celebrations is that.
I agree.
Jesus has been born.
And to have that huge choir of angels standing there, I mean, you can't say, did you hear that? No, I didn't hear anything. You're crazy. You know? Oh, no. There was no doubt, right?
No, I believe it shook kingdoms because if one, I forget what it is, there are, if angels sing, I forget how many people, if one person gives their life to Christ.
Angels sing,
what it's
yes.
Like heaven.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. There's a party in heaven.
Yeah, there's a party.
We all like parties.
Just think of what it was like when the angels found out that Jesus was born.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would be like, all the choirs from all around the world could be heard for miles and miles and hundreds of miles because they're not quiet. They are not quiet when it comes to praising God.
Yeah, we don't even know here how many people, how far this sound went, you know?
But I believe it made an impact on a lot of people, not just the shepherds.
Well, here we go, Betty. It's still making an effect on us today. I mean,
Amen.
Here we are. We're talking about this amazing event and how the angels, this huge angel choir, came down to celebrate the event. It's still affecting us today. Nan, let's hear your take on all that.
Well, I have a King James Thompson chain.
Of course you do. Yes, you do. She always does, Betty. She always has her King James.
What I want to say...
God bless her.
I know. They still love me anyway.
No,
thank you, friends.
I love you anyway.
I know you do, baby. In the column, under that area where it was talking about the great host of angels, some of the words that it would reference off to, indicating, would be sudden events, angels, heavenly joy, heavenly host, heavenly praise, glorifying God, peace, and divine favor.
Wow.
And, I mean, those are all powerful words, all of them. What I liked about those was sudden event.
Yes.
You know, and it did happen suddenly. But God knew it was going to happen all along.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so it was like it was in the works.
Sure.
Okay, and so we were talking about promises earlier and having faith. And whatever you're believing God for is in the works.
Yes.
Now, when it comes...
Oh, good point.
When it comes, it may seem suddenly, but that may be suddenly after 10 years of you praying for your child to come to Jesus.
Right.
So it is not necessarily suddenly, but in people's eyes, it'll be suddenly, but the person who's been believing God for that for 5 years, 10 years, whatever... For them, it's not so much necessarily suddenly, although it does come suddenly. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I mean, it does.
It is when God moves sometimes, and we can see it throughout the Word, that He was preparing. Okay, look at all the years that Noah built. I'm thinking
right.
Him. Noah built an ark and being ridiculed by all the people because they thought it was crazy because he's doing it in the middle of the desert. But then suddenly,
right.
The rain started falling.
Yes.
It wasn't suddenly. It was planned for that to happen. You know,
Good point. And
that's the way it is. You know, if people would just grasp and get a hold of the promises, you know, just as Jesus, all those many promises was fulfilled in the birth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So are the promises, other promises He's made us in the Word will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Are being fulfilled, have been fulfilled, will continue being fulfilled. You know, whatever stage of the belief you are in where you are in having come to you, the peace, the joy, the love, whatever.
And it's just like, I agree with you. And there's so many times that when we see God answer prayer, right before we went on the air, there was a dear woman mm-hmm. sitting here in the studio, and I believe it was her husband was on the air, and she and the children were waiting on the show right before us. And one of the ladies that came out of the show said, did you know that this lady here had a terrible, debilitating stroke in October? I said, no. She was perfectly fine. She was talking perfectly mm-hmm. fine. She said, yes, they said that she would never, what was it, walk? I was getting part of that as I was walking
well,
in
she
here.
Was, she should have been in a coma state right now.
Right. And she was very, very ill. But it's the answer to prayer because mm-hmm. they said so many people gathered around and believed God mm-hmm. and believed the promises of healing mm-hmm. in the Word. And look at her. She's just perfectly
She's
fine.
Just perfectly
she was
fine.
Perfectly beautiful sitting there and talking articulately to us. Right.
And before they told us that, what you don't know what occurred was at the end of, you know, you send out an email to who's going to be on the radio show, generic, you know, here we're going to read in here and how the Lord leads. And at the end of what you put, you wrote, this is faith walk. It is about patience, believing, and receiving the promises. You put that in the email.
I did.
And I looked at her. I didn't know anything about this lady. I said, ma'am, I feel I'm supposed to read this to you. And I read it to her.
Wow.
And her hands went up in the air and she praised God. I'm like, cool, okay.
Praise you
know?
God.
But I didn't know what she was praising God for, but God moved in her
it's
situation.
It's about believing and receiving the promises.
You know, you can tell she's a very godly woman and
yes.
she's very close to God and you can just
and
feel her spirit.
Praise God for her healing from that
praise
stroke.
God.
And Betty, you're a walking miracle. You just had triple bypass heart surgery just a few weeks back and you went through some times of bronchitis and all of that. But look at you. You're doing great, and you're here on the air with us today. Do you want to comment on any of that before we get to this next song?
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely, she says.
Most definitely.
Love it. Love it.
One of the things that I think when you go through a life-changing event, such as a stroke or being told that, you know, they're going to rip your chest open and do some things that, you know, you hope that God is directing your hand.
Yeah, I guess.
At that point. But when you awake and you know that God brought you through because He promised.
Amen.
That His promise is that He would never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
And I believe that young lady that was at the studio today has that same perception as I do. Is that you take each day and hold it precious because tomorrow may never come.
Sure.
And we hold that promise is that, you know, God was with us, God before us, who can be against us.
Amen.
And it is life changing because you know that you wouldn't be here if it weren't for God.
Right.
And His promises, and that you have the patience to get through the trial, because through your trial evolves a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And that young lady that was in that studio is a testimony of
yes.
what God did.
Yes.
I am a testimony of what God did. Did I go through some trials? Yes, I did. But I came out on top. I'm going to be 100% here shortly, and I'm going to feel better. That lady that was in your studio is going to be a living testimony.
Amen.
Of what God's promises are. And
yes.
That's why we praise God a little bit more. We listen a little bit closer.
Woo, yeah.
And it is.
There you go.
Faith building when you hear testimonies like this. It increases your faith, the faith to the
yes.
point where if your tank is empty, get it filled up.
Get it filled up.
That's all I
can say. Woo, that's great. Oh, let's go to the song before we talk more. In the first light of day, and this, and in the first light, then it goes into Do You Hear What I Hear, another Todd Agnew song.
In the first light of a new day, no one knew he had arrived. Things continue as they had been, while a newborn softly cried. But the heavens, wrapped in wonder, knew the meaning of his birth. In the weakness of a baby, they knew God had come to earth.
As his mother held him closely, it was hard to understand that her baby, not yet speaking, was the word of God to man.
He would tell them of his kingdom, but their hearts would not believe, and they would hate him, and in anger they would nail him to a tree. Oh, oh.
But the sun.
Praise God. Praise God. He'll bring us goodness and light. Praise God. I love that. Wow. So the angel choir withdrew into heaven and the shepherds talked it all over, and they said, let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running. Ha, doesn't say they took their time. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child, and all who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned, and they let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told. Talk to me, Nan. Did you get a poem right there?
I did get a poem.
Okay.
My son came here to save your soul. By his saving power, you can become whole. You may not feel very good right now, but you can be uplifted by my power. Jesus came in the form of a baby. He would give his life for you. He would soon give his life for you to become free. He will come again ever so quickly. He loves you and wants you to be free. Accept the gift of my son as your savior. Then your life will feel so
Amen.
Free and whole. And you know, he does make us whole.
Yes,
you
he
know,
does.
We're talking about Jesus coming in form of a babe and all the miraculous things around that. And it's all done so that we can become whole.
Amen.
Because we're not whole without him.
Absolutely, we're not. And we need a savior. We all have a place within us that needs a savior. Go ahead. Did you want to say something else, Dan?
I did. When we were talking about Mary, in the King James Version, it says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Yeah.
And I had made a notation several years ago in a Sunday school class that my teacher said that she held on to it, he kept it, to bathe in it in quiet times.
Mm-hmm. Meditation.
And you know, that's what Mary did, and that's what we need to do.
Yes.
You know, we all live very fast-paced lives.
Right.
In fact, when I was setting out here, you know, I got here a little bit earlier than you, which has never happened in all the years I've done this, but it happened. It never happened again, so don't plan on it. But I was sitting there, and I had gotten some French fries from the little establishment behind the radio show, and I was just sitting there drinking water and Coke and eating my fries, and I look out at the radio, and I was looking out, and the way you always see it, you see the pavement, the gravel, the walking stones, the
right.
cars, the bottoms of the trees, and I looked up, and I saw the tree out there is huge.
Yeah.
Huge tree. Got moss hanging from it. It's really very beautiful. Got these other palm things going on, and I said, and he's like, you've got to look up.
Yeah.
You've got to spend quiet time. That quiet time
yes.
is so important.
Yes.
You know, like you just said, meditate. That quiet time is so important
yes.
to meditate on the word of the Lord. Meditate on the story
right.
that we read here about, you know, after this show, by the end of next weekend, take some time just to meditate on
yes.
that in your quiet place,
Amen.
Wherever that is, you know, and what is being said, we even saturate and come more alive when you do that. I mean,
I agree.
We all live fast paced lives. I do, you know, and what the Lord was saying to me, you need to spend even more quiet time with me.
Amen.
And I said, okay.
New year. That's what
New
we got to be doing.
You know?
Yes. Betty talked to us about this. Wonderful little passage here.
Well, just sitting here listening to that song and listening to y'all talk, one of the things I think that being a horse owner,
right,
my life is not as hectic as it used to be. And it's just like the shepherd, is that sometimes it gets pretty lonely out there in the field, you know, tending sheep. And to have someone come up, and especially an angel, come up and tell you, you know, there's going to be the birth of a king.
Right.
Is that a lot of times I think when you are alone and you're sitting, like myself, if I go out and the only place I can look at is up.
Right.
Because, I mean, I can look at my horses, but I have such a different perspective now of when I look up, is that how blessed I am.
Amen.
I may not have the stamina that I used to have, the shepherds looked up at night and saw the star. You know, they see the stars because they stayed with their sheep 24/7.
Sure.
And when you have something that exhilarating,
right,
that astounding, is that you have nothing else to do but pray and praise God.
Amen.
Because you had that opportunity and you didn't pass it by.
Right.
They didn't pass it by. They just didn't shove it off as, oh, okay, that, yeah, thanks for the info. We'll talk to you later. they listened. They actually sat down and listened to what the angel had to say. They talked it over and they went. And I think a lot of times, Pastor Anand and our listeners, is that we don't take enough time.
Oh, amen.
To sit down and look up because our lives are so hectic.
That's right.
But then when we really need him, he's there for us no matter how hectic our life is. So one of the things that I would encourage the listeners to do is just take 5 minutes before you get in the car, or like Nan did this afternoon.
Right.
Is he got there just a few minutes early and was able to spend just a few minutes before the radio show with the Lord. And it's so important in today's world that we spend time with God.
Amen.
It doesn't take an hour. It doesn't take 3 hours. It doesn't take 40 days and 40 nights. Just spend a few minutes with him and let him minister to you. Let him fill you with the faith that you need to just get through that day, to get through that hour. There's a lot of people that right now need the Lord. I know it's ending, that 2015's ending. I'll be so glad when 2015's over, some people say.
Yeah.
Is that God has given you another day.
Yes, yes.
He's given you breath in your lungs.
Yeah.
He's given your heart is still beating.
Amen.
We need to just spend just a few minutes with him, because, listeners, he misses you.
Yes.
He misses you talking to him and conversing with him and having time spent with him. Take 5 minutes and see what he can do for you.
Ooh, amen. Amen. Go ahead, Nan.
Well,
Good stuff, Betty.
That's great, Betty, and that made me remember two times in my life. Now, first of all, I want to say God does not cause bad things to happen.
Right.
He does not do that. Probably about 18 to 20 years ago, and then probably about 6 to 7 years ago, I had problems with my back. Basically, my back went out. I was in bed.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything.
Right.
And the Lord spoke to me and said, okay, now you can talk and listen to me. Now, because I didn't have all that hecticness and stuff, because I couldn't do anything. I mean, I was in bed. And I can remember the house I was in, two different houses, when that happened, you know? You know, and like I said, he didn't cause that to happen, but he was able to
life
use
happens.
That.
Life happens. Our physical bodies
exactly.
do.
You know?
Yeah.
And in that vein, then I was able to, well, I could concentrate on the Lord because I
right.
Yeah, I didn't feel like watching TV, But
good
that
point.
Was an important time, and I learned from both. Well, obviously, I didn't learn well the first time. he will.
God
know,
will use those things that happen to
things,
us,
you know?
And it is about learning to listen. And it is. I love this point about Mary, because she had a heart after God. We talked about Mary a lot last week. If you missed that show, you need to go back and listen to it. At the end of this month, it'll be put on our website, bohmglobal.com. In the meantime, it's on the tantalk1340.com website. Go down to podcasts and then go to Living the Good Life, and you'll find that show all about Mary. But Mary had a heart after God. Mary was picked by God because she had an amazing relationship with God. And that's what he wants for us. We got about a minute, Betty, before I have to do some things here before station ID. So talk to us about all of that, about spending that quality time that we're talking about.
It does the body good when you take the time to communicate with the Lord.
Yes.
I can't emphasize enough that reading the Word and staying in the Word, whether it be through your car, whether it be through a Bible app, whether it actually be through the written word itself, is that God, all of God's promises are true.
Amen. Amen.
It's important, as, you know, water is to your body.
Right.
The word is your soul.
Yes.
Is get it in and get it deep down so that Satan can't come and manipulate and take you down to a point where you think there's no return. Because
right.
with God, he will let you return. Just pray as much as you can, because I still believe in the power of prayer and that prayer does change things.
Regardless of what we go through. Yes,
amen.
Yes,
no
yes.
No matter the circumstances of what we feel or see, the Lord is still working mightily in me.
Amen. Amen. And when you go back to Luke 1, which we talked about last week, and you go over the things that Mary said when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant at such an old age, who was carrying John the Baptist. And when Mary and Elizabeth are praising God, you see the heart of Mary right there. And you see the heart of Elizabeth, that they were praising God, giving him the glory, talking to him, spending time with him. Mary goes on and talks about his mercy that rolls in like a tidal wave in our lives. Mary talks about his mercy. Mary knew the word. And Mary knew that this child was the Son of God. And I know there were times probably in his childhood she wondered, what is going on? Or wait a minute, did I understand that correctly? Because he was a typical kid probably in a lot of ways. He was human. But we're going to talk more in the next couple minutes here about Mary and Joseph and where they go on the eighth day. So don't go anywhere. Hang on with us here on Living the Good Life. And please try to catch our show on Thursday nights. It is a life coaching show. We've been doing it now for 16 months. Betty, you want to comment on Go Yard? It means hitting a home run. And it's Dr. Angel and I, my other name, Mama Mac. Do you want to talk about that for a second, Betty, just for a minute?
You know, it's a it's free counseling by professionals who have the ability to show you things in a different light. It's lighthearted. Some of it has some pretty deep conversations.
Yeah.
But you shed light on some very difficult situations of how people can overcome the adversities that they have in life, or just listening can brighten your day of thinking, you know, there are other people that go through that too.
Yeah, right.
Yes, there are. Well, you offer such wise, sound advice for